pretty obvious to everyone that the priority has to be on the housing situation between MICA, between the lack of housing and the lack of social housing, and the huge emphasis that there is on people coming in from other countries and taking up accommodation as well. There's going to be massive pressure, and as we already know, there is massive pressure on the county and indeed the country in different locations. So it's very important that we try and address this housing issue, put our backs into it really and truly, because if we don't, I just don't know what's going to happen going forward. We're just not building social houses quick enough. There's no doubt about that. And there's not very many contractors coming in and stepping forward either, looking to build private houses. With the price of blocks, the price of cement and then steel and everything else too, and the price of labour, it's very, very difficult in these times to, you know, to get a decent priced house as well. So it's a very tricky situation to be in. Obviously, MICA is huge, and it is to the fore of everybody's mind. And, you know, even now throughout Christmas and the New Year, you know, we'll be looking at all those people who are out of homes or are having to move out of their homes in order to get rebuilds done. It has been an awful crisis, and it's something that, you know, will always be in our minds until we get this sorted out for once and for all and get people homed properly and safely.
In relation to your own home area, Killybegs, obviously it's one of the key economic drivers of the Donegal MD. A lot planned for Killybegs in terms of development, and an awful lot anticipated in terms of quotas and hopefully a deal with the UK on Brexit. Are you confident for the future of Killybegs?
Well, I am confident for the future of Killybegs. I wouldn't be as confident in the future of our fishing, unfortunately. It's not what it used to be. I don't think it ever will be. However, I do feel that the port has more to offer, obviously, for the whole northwest. We are so strategically placed for offshore wind energy, for renewables of all descriptions. That port over there, the pier over there, has got such a massive, massive opportunity for so many companies throughout the northwest and throughout the country, dealing with imports and indeed in the future we would hope exports as well. So it's definitely a strategic key driver in the county, let alone in the Donegal MD. We have a problem with the road network. That would be one of the priorities that we would have identified as well, the road network from Killybegs through to Inver. It's on the county development plan but not on the national development plan, so therefore funding will be very slow to come through. So we've got to have a serious push and pressure on that to get government to listen up and say that this needs to be done between Inver and Killybegs. That's not going to be today or tomorrow either, and it's certainly not going to happen next year. But we will be sincerely hoping and pushing hard to get that road network done in the nearest future as possible, coming through Brooklis and Dunkaneely there with wide loads, with large loads. It's just not fair. It's not fair to the people of Brooklis and Dunkaneely, and it's not fair to the road users either. The port has got busier between the cruise ships, the offshore fishing industry, the processing, the wood that comes into the pier, all of that stuff that we're dealing with and will be dealing with into the future. We need to be looking at a proper road infrastructure out of it.
Finally, in terms of greenways, a lot of talk about the development of greenways and a lot of people mentioning at council meetings in recent months that a lot of the greenway development has been around North and East Donegal, very little, if anything, south of the Bluestacks. Would you like to see that changed?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we're all calling for that. And the Donegal MD seems to be lagging behind very much so, whether it's the fact that in the Inishowen area that is cross-border or in the Letterkenny-Burton port, it seems to be progressing very well. We do have the phase one at the moment of the between Stranorlar Balbafay and Donegal Town through the gap, but that's still only on phase one. The rest of them, the Donegal Town to Killybegs, Donegal Town to Bundoran, Killybegs to Glen, they're all at phase zero. So we really need to be pushing that as well and pushing it on the agenda. A lot of the work we can do as well as councillors, but a lot of the work will have to come from the community too. The driving force behind it will be when we sit down and we can get landowners in agreement. Once we all can talk and have the same hymn sheet and think about what the future is going to be like for greenways and the opportunities that will be there for us all, I think, you know, keep the community together, keep us working together, and let's see what kind of a strategy we can come up with. Because if we can present that to the council and present that to the management and to the team in the greenways and roads, you have a far, far stronger opportunity of having success. So it's very important there.